Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you are, of course, listening to my Rants and Raves podcast. Today, I have a special guest, Eric Olson, who's a business development manager at Almo Pro AV. Eric, how are you doing this morning?
Hi, Gary. Good morning. Doing great.
Well, I appreciate you joining me today. And as you know, the E4 AV Tour kicks off its 2017 season in less than a month, in March 22nd in Chicago. And one of the focuses, of course, everyone knows Almo is a distributor. And in fact, I think the last 3 or 4 years, you guys have been, through our Reader's Choice Awards, voted the top distributor in the country. And of course, everyone knows that a distributor distributes products and help integrators get access to products that they can't get themselves sometimes. But another thing you guys do that's a little unusual, and that's why I wanted to talk to you today, was about your programming services and design services. So let's start with the programming services, because this is a bit unique. There aren't other distributors offering that. Tell me a little bit about it and how you guys came to be in that segment of the industry.
That's right, Gary. Thank you for bringing that up. As you know, Almo is always adding new services because they want to help their integrators and resellers and dealers grow their businesses while also helping them to increase their margins, you know, in the never-ending race to zero with the hardware prices. So as a way for us to go about this, we're helping to bring services to the table for these integrators to take advantage of certain ones. And one of the ones that I particularly run is Almo Control, which is the programming configuration service for control systems. We vetted a partner that we've worked with, and they basically would program any audio DSP or control system that's usually AMX, Crestron, or Extron systems, and they do 7 other audio DSP manufacturers, and they help us and they help dealers to integrate these systems for their customers when they either don't have a programmer on staff, they don't have a current certification that allows them to complete the job, or they find themselves a little shorthanded, or they may even land a job in another region and may not have the ability or presence to do so.
Well, so you mentioned, I mean, obviously you guys sell Crestron products and AMX products, but you also mentioned Extron. So basically, it's not just the products that you distribute, but you're willing to do programming services for even other third-party companies out there so you're able to handle any type of system.
That's exactly right. There's nothing off the table. There's no reason why an integrator should say no to a job. In today's days, you do not want to tell your customer no. So most often you'll say, you know, yes to the job or project, and you may not realize there could be some details or intricacies involving programming that could be in a specific skill set that you may not have. We want to make it very clear, though, that we're not competing with the big programming houses or anything. What we're doing is simply adding a value-added service for our current resellers to use in the case that they may need us, and they may actively sell this as a product that they can now get involved in instead of either turning a project down. So we don't want them. It's essentially vendor agnostic. We don't sell Extron, but of course we want to help our customers do Extron programming. In addition, the audio DSP manufacturers, we don't sell Biamp. We sell BSS. We also support all those other vendors as well.
That's a great service. So basically, it's sort of aimed at two things. One is for the integrator that is smaller, that doesn't do a lot of programming, enough that they wouldn't want to have a full-time programmer on staff. But also, you're aiming it at integrators where they're doing jobs outside their normal area, and you're able to handle that job regardless where they are for consistency's sake. Am I reading that properly?
That's exactly right. Our system with our partner that we've aligned ourselves with, they do all the programming remotely through a white glove virtual presence. So what they do is they're able to help anybody anywhere. I mean, so they deploy a basically it's a Pelican kit with a full developer's tools and laptop and every gender bender and cable needed to connect to a system, and everything is done remotely, and it's done at the leisure of the customer and the programmer, and it can be also arranged for different time zones as well. So we're trying to make it as seamless as possible for them to integrate and then complete these systems up into the commissioning process.
So how do they start this? Do they contact you directly, or do you have where on the website did they go, or what's the process for them to start this?
Well, I'll go with all the above on that. They can go to almoproav.com and they can check out our services, and you'll see a link to all my contact information, or you could reach out to myself or your Almo rep. And my contact information is eolson@almo.com. That's E-O-L-S-O-N @almo.com. And they can reach out to me for any services. The initial things that I need primarily to get the ball rolling would be usually a scope of work, any type of detailed drawings, CAD or otherwise, and then we can get the process going within usually less than 24 hours. I can turn over an estimate for a job.
So I'll put all that contact information in the write-up here. So if you, wherever you follow this, wherever you launch this podcast from, look below there, you'll see a write-up that has that information in there, and that way you'll know how to contact them. Eric, I have one quick question for you. Will you be at the E4 AV Tour on the 22nd?
Absolutely. I look forward to seeing every one of our resellers there, and I'll be there with our services partner as well. And, you know, again, we also mentioned engineering and design. So if you ever have a hang up providing a scope of work, or you don't have the ability to do drawings, you can also lean on Almo for that. And that service is also incorporated within Almo Control.
So it's not just design. It's not just a control system services. You're also able to take over and handle large system design services.
Exactly. We've been able to help customers who didn't have drawing capabilities or have the people to run CAD drawings or to run a scope of work properly, and they just wanted to turn the job over to Almo, and we just basically came up with a full engineering and design service that's part of Almo Control.
So if you're going to be in the Chicago area on the 22nd, you can go to Almo E4 AV Tour. Go to e4avtour.com, and you can find out all the information about how to register. It's free. I'm doing a keynote on 4K technology there, and of course, Eric will be there at a table explaining the control system design services and the engineering design services. Eric, I appreciate you joining me today, and I wish you best of luck with continued success with this.
Thank you very much, Gary, and thank you for having me today. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it, and this has been my Rants and Raves podcast. We will see you in just a few weeks, but thanks for listening, and have a great day.